يلا ماما يلا ماما
يلا ها
يلا هناك.
Families are lining up at the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital to get their children under the age of 10 vaccinated against polio. Muhammad Abu Mu'aylik is a resident of Deir el-Balah. His 3-year-old daughter Salma has just received a polio vaccine.
I thank God for the availability of this medicine to eventually end disease. I would thank everybody who helped me make this campaign easy. I feel safer now.
Those supervising vaccinations at the key government-run hospital and central Gaza Strip say hundreds of cases got the vaccinations in the first hours of their working day. Dr. Haytham Abu Idrim is in charge for vaccination efforts at Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital.
The people wonder as to whether the vaccine is safe or not. Of course it is. It's the same one that we usually give children starting at the age of 1 year. And the current one is meant to be preventative.
Over the weekend, the Gaza-based health ministry held a press conference declaring a 10-day-long vaccination campaign across the Gaza Strip, starting from September 1st. The campaign, sponsored by World Health Organization, UNICEF and UNRWA, will involve 640,000 children under the age of 10. According to Gaza's health ministry, the campaign is dedicated to preventing spread of polio after the virus was discovered in sewage water in different parts of the now war-torn Gaza Strip. Dr. Youssef Abulrish is Deputy Minister of Health in Gaza.
The Israeli side and the occupation, they deny and they refuse the different staff and the different teams to reach the people who are located in the different area, and they are just focusing on the area which was called like the humanitarian zone alone, while our people are located in other areas which they refuse to have any permission for them to reach that point. We have a decision just that we'll go even under hazard to reach anyone, any child who's in need for vaccination. We reach him even if we are not totally safe, as there is no place which is safe at Gaza.
Since October 7th, Israel's war against the Islamist Hamas party in Gaza has destroyed sanitation infrastructure, leading to the emergence of polio. In 11 months of daily bombings and targeted strikes and the blocking of aid deliveries like fuel, Gaza's sewage and water treatment plants have functioned with low capacities. This has caused a public health crisis that international aid efforts are trying to stop from getting out of control, as the war has no end in sight. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.